Welcome back to Interview with the Nightcrawlers.
Woo!
Yes, I'm Lyric.
And I'm Licia.
And today we decided we were going to talk a little bit more about TV shows. So we're going to start with our favorite TV shows.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. This will be fun. Do you want to start?
Okay. I feel like I have two.
Okay.
So they're both on the same level, both number one to me. I have three. No, actually, I just lied. Okay. I have three. Okay. So the order does not matter.
Okay.
I'm going to go based on like age range, on like what ages are watching this. So youngest show, Malcolm in the Middle, all time, favorite sitcom. I've seen it like so many times. It makes me laugh every time. If you think you're a fan, just know I'm the bigger one.
I believe you.
Right? Like you would know. My second favorite show is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Again, if you think you are the number one fan, think again, because I exist and I'm here, and that is literally my show. That is actually, like, I co-wrote that. I wrote that, I shot that, I did everything.
I believe that, too.
And my last final show is The Sopranos. Classic dad show. I love mafia movies and shows, and The Sopranos is literally, like, the best, like, little Italian, like... It's Christopher, Pizzoli, Gabagool, like whatever. So those are my top three.
Okay. I honestly like barely watch TV shows, so don't judge me too harshly for this. But I would probably say at the moment my favorite TV show is Cobra Kai. I think the show is hilarious. Like, it's just so... Like, I know it's like cheesy, whatever, but I don't feel like anybody really dislikes it. I think that's kind of the point of it. It's just so fun. It's so ridiculous. Like, there's this scene that I always think about. And it's, like, they're all, like, at Sam's house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a meow outside. And they're all like, oh, like, I didn't know you had a cat. And this one kid goes out to answer the door. And she's like, we don't have a cat. And then he just flies through the window.
Oh, my God.
And that's, like... I don't know. That is just so funny to me. It's just ridiculous, but
no.
I think that's my favorite show. I don't really watch that much, though, so.
You've shown me some clips from Cobra Kai, and they're literally so, like, that's, there's one where Jola Maridueña plays Miguel. Mind you, I haven't even seen Cobra Kai. Yeah, here I am with all the info. Like, literally saying the names. And I actually don't actually know what happened, but Lyric showed me a clip of him, like, falling from the stairs.
That's what I was, like, hoping you were going to say.
And he's, like, his arms are, like, waving in the air.
And they all yell. They're like, Miguel!
Miguel! Miguel!
And he's just falling in slow motion. Then it just ends. It's so... Everything about that show is hilarious. I think it's just so well done. And I love how much the writers, like, love, like, Karate Kid and stay true to, like, all bringing back all the characters in, like, good ways, mm-hmm. where it's not too much, but yeah. It's not just a sad cameo, so.
No, yeah, I'm realizing with all my shows, I'm like, if it's not making me laugh, I don't like it. Like, it has to be funny, which, I mean, yeah, like, that's obvious, but, like, some shows aren't funny and they're meant to be. Parks and Recreation. So, today's episode, we kind of wanted to talk, again, mainly about TV, but we kind of wanted to talk about shows that we have finished recently. So I have, well, okay, I have one, but I don't like that one that I just finished. Like, I don't.
Just say it.
So
you could say multiple.
Later. First, I'm like, let me trash on this one. Not that it was bad, but I did finish Gilmore Girls. Seven
oh my God,
seasons.
You finished?
Yes.
What?
It was so uneventful. That's why you didn't even know. Like,
no, I had no idea.
Okay. I wanted to push myself because I'm, like, known for never finishing any show ever. And so it takes a lot for me to actually finish something. And during season 5, I took a huge break. And I was like, wait, it's supposed to get good after this, right? And it did, until it didn't. And that was what I didn't like. I didn't like the last season. Thought it was a little slow. Thought it was confusing. The characters were not charactering. And it was just... not as good. Last episode was cool, though, because it's like, you know, last episode has everyone, whatever. But I'm like, should I have wasted my time on that? Maybe. I don't know. Not really.
Not really. That sucks. I hate when shows have, like, an unsatisfying ending or just, like...
Yeah. See, the problem was because, like, they had the relationship set up. Everything was perfect. They shattered one relationship, and then they shattered the other.
Oh.
And one of them got together, but then it was, like, at the very end. So it wasn't even, like, oh, okay. You didn't even get to see them be together, like, in a happy way. Like, it was just, like, immediate at the end, boom, the kiss, boom, credits. The other relationship, nice. I'm like, do I even talk about it? Actually, I'm going to talk about it because it pissed me off. Spoiler warning for Gilmore Girls, but Rory's in this relationship with this guy, Logan. He's super awesome. We love him. He proposes to her. She says no. So then he's like, well, if you don't want to marry me, we'll just break up. What does that? That doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
That doesn't make any sense. You're together for so long. Okay, she didn't say yes to your very public proposal. So now we just break up. It's over. It's over just like that. I won't accept that. That's not okay with me.
That's sick. Bad.
Yeah, right? That's, like, wow. I was like, what am I watching? Mind you, second to last episode that happened.
Second to last?
Should I end my life? Like, what is wrong with you guys?
That's ridiculous. Now I know I'll never watch it.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
No.
I've actually, like, watched a few shows recently because I never watch anything, and then I wait till the last minute when nobody talks about it anymore, and it's literally, like, dead. Nobody cares. But what did I watch recently? I watched Fleabag somewhat recently.
Yes.
This is somewhat recently. I'm like, I don't really watch much TV at all, but Fleabag was something I finished. It was good.
Yeah.
That's about it. I mean, it was funny. I actually, like, I thought I was gonna hate it. I don't know why. I just think that I'll hate most TV shows, so I don't try.
Yeah.
But it was actually good. I thought it was funny and Hot Priest. Yay. Yeah. I like Andrew Scott, so I feel like
that was him? Wait, it was him.
You didn't realize?
I don't know who that man is. Like, who is he? Like,
I only know him from another show, which used to be my favorite show, which is Sherlock. That's why I know him.
And who is he in Sherlock?
He plays Moriarty. He's, like, the main, like, villain. He's the best villain.
Oh.
I'll tell you that. He's the best villain
that
there is.
He's gay, right?
In real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I know who this is now.
That really summed it up for you.
Yes.
So I watched Fleabag. So I'm going on to, like, other shows.
No,
because I don't watch much, and then I'll just watch, like, notice how all the shows that I've watched recently are, like, those one-season shows with, like, a few episodes.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it otherwise. But another show I watched was Shrinking with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. And I think Jason Segel's really funny, so I liked that one a lot. Apparently it's picked up for a second season, so I'm like, okay.
Yay.
Looking forward to it. And he was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Oh.
He was there, and I was like, oh, okay. And then the other show that I watched recently was the Interview with a Vampire show, which I really liked. Ugh, Louis was so much less annoying than in the movie.
I need to watch that.
Nobody likes Brad Pitt's, like, Louis, which is so funny. But instantly when you watch the show, it's like, oh, wow, this is so much better.
No, yeah.
But it was a good show. I really liked all the actors, and I feel like they did a good job with all the characters. And that one's also picked up for a second season. It's actually coming out soon, so I'm excited about that. But that's all I've watched. That's all I've watched in, like, a year. Maybe, like,
yeah, I'm a slow show finisher. It takes me forever to get through anything. I think also because, like, I don't know, I take my time. It's weird because I binge stuff, but then I feel like I don't binge like other people binge watch, where, like,
yeah,
they get through seasons,
like,
a day.
Yeah,
I watch my three and I'm like, that's my binge. Like, that's all. That's
if
all
it's
I could do.
More than 30 minutes, I won't watch more than one episode in a day. Like, I won't watch more than one episode in, like, a month if it's more than 30 minutes. That's why I finished Cobra Kai way quicker, because it was, like, only 10 episodes, maybe a little bit more, 10-ish episodes, I feel like, per season. And they were only, like, 30 minutes, other than, like, the special ones or, like, the finales.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that show never would have finished.
Breaking Bad has, what, 6-7 seasons? Took me absolutely months to finish. Like, literal months. It just took me forever because the episodes are long, and I don't have that much time on my hands.
I always look up, like, the stupid compilations that people make on YouTube, where it's, like, funniest moments or, like, this character's best moments, and it's so funny. Never gets old.
Like, it'll be like Max Stupidity compilation, 28 minutes, and I'm like, I gotta see it. Like, exactly. I gotta press play.
No, it'll already, like, I'll see the little red line saying that it's been watched, and I'm like, I've never seen this before. I've gotta rewatch it.
Me watching the, like, 50 minute, like, best of It's Always Sunny, and I'm like, I gotta watch it again. Like,
I no, gotta I see get the it.
Best of again.
So we thought that a really fun idea that we could really get into was what TV show we'd want to be in, or maybe what TV character we relate the most to, who we would want, like, our family to be in a TV show.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. All the fun stuff. So do you want to start with maybe, like, what character you think you relate the most to in TV?
Okay. Character I relate most to? Okay. Okay. I'm going to say...
Joe Gatto.
Yes. I love me some Mr. Gatto. Mr. Gatto, if you're listening, please save us if you can hear me, Mr. Gatto. Joe Gatto. Aside from Joe Gatto being my other kind of aura,
right.
I would say I'm most... I identify with Dee from It's Always Sunny. She is like... Okay, honestly, now I'm like, I don't know why she's me, but she is me. Like, her fashion sense, her humor, the way she literally is not afraid to be mean to people or, like, stand up for herself. Excuse me. You know, she's a confident woman. Mean to
people. She's so a evil, yeah.
Sick, hot, you know, like,
okay,
rich, perfect. Whatever. Well, anyways, I'm Dee Reynolds.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Is there any other ones, or it's just her?
I feel like out of all the shows, she's me.
Okay.
But I do have a different answer for what TV show I would want to be in.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, your turn then.
Oh my god. I don't know. I've watched so little TV shows that it's like embarrassing my choices I have. Like, I'm looking at the like shows I've watched. And it's like, wow, I would never say, like, I'm like any of these people from these shows. I strongly relate to too many characters, so I feel like it's kind of difficult for me to just pick one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I see myself a lot in Lindsay from Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
But I'm, like, better. I don't know if that makes sense, but anyways. No, I would have picked Nick over... whatever James Franco's character's name is. I can't remember. But whatever. That's not important.
I mean anyone over James Franco.
But I feel like I'm similar to her, like, especially thinking about how I was in, like, high school, where I kind of just, you know, didn't have a specific group, but then just kind of made friends with, like, everybody sort mm-hmm. of thing. So I feel like I relate to her a lot. I also think... Oh, no, these are really embarrassing. The shows I'm looking at are so embarrassing. Oh my god, how could I forget Joey Potter from Dawson's Creek? I feel like is also very similar to me. She just, like, sarcastic, stands up for herself. She's an icon. I love her. So I feel like she's definitely one that I relate to.
Yes.
I'm not gonna say anything else because the other ones are weird and embarrassing.
I did just think of another character who I think I'm like. I think I'm a, like, Sydney and the Bear. I think, like, just, like, people-wise, I feel like we would get along because I feel like we're both, like, hardworking and, like,
okay. Is that passionate. Iowa Debris?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I think she's my queen. Shh. Now.
I've seen nothing from The Bear but the opening scene, which is literally him, like, walking up and just being like, shh, to a bear that's in a cage in the middle of the road. So that I just keep saying it, but no, I yeah. know nothing else about The Bear.
That's all you need to know for now. I'm like, until you watch it, that's all you gotta know.
Yeah.
Shh. Now, what TV show would I want to be in? This one, so... My immediate answer is Malcolm in the Middle. And I'll tell you why. Number yes. one, the show was made early 2000s. So you already know the clothing is on point. And I would die
yes.
to be in their clothing. Their layering, those funky, chunky shoes, baggy jeans, all of it. I want it, and I want it now. So that's number one, early 2000s setting. Number two, got a little found family action. They're sweet. They're cute. I love Malcolm, Dewey, Reese, Francis, Lois, and Hal, the whole family. That's like my family. So I want to hang out with those guys. See, now I'm thinking, I'm like, would I be in the family is a question, or would I just be a friend?
Yeah, oh my, I didn't even think about that.
That's a big one. I'm like, because a friend is like really easy way to like just be like, boom, I'm in every episode. Like best friend, like.
Yeah, you have to be in every episode though.
But then if I'm a sibling, I'm like, then it gets crazy.
It's okay. I'm trying to think. The way I just see, like, Death Note right here, and I'm like, I wouldn't even survive a second in Death Note. It would be over for me.
Mad Men is what I want to be in.
I'm looking at all the shows I've watched, and maybe I should name some just for some context as to why I'm, like, looking at these, and, like, I would never want to be in any of these. First off, Glee. I wouldn't survive Glee. I know it's not, like, the apocalypse, but, like, I know Glee would be a miserable environment for me. It would not go well. I just can't imagine having to deal with all of those characters are so annoying. I couldn't. Then they have to sing. Yeah, I have to sing. Oh my God. No.
Glee is worse than The Walking Dead. I would say. Like, breaking out into song, it's a lot.
The other show I'm looking at, I'm like BoJack Horseman. No. Again, miserable environment. Like, would not want to be around any of those people.
No, because who's that dog, Mr. Peanut Butter? No, because you already know you would have to interact with BoJack.
Oh,
and you already know your life.
The only one I think
downhill once you meet him.
My life would go downhill the second I just like saw him.
Yeah, literally,
it would be done. I feel like Todd. I like Todd a lot, but
yes,
that's it. Like nobody up. Okay, let me actually tell you what show I. Yeah, like Stranger Things, I would not want to be in that show. I'd be dead.
Eddie.
I would be Eddie. If I was in... If I was in Stranger Things, I'd be Eddie. I'd be annoying, everybody hates me, and then I would die. Like, that's how I would be in that show. I think Freaks and Geeks would definitely be a fun one. Because I really like all those characters. Well, I wouldn't say all of them. But I like... It's just such a cute... The outfits are cute.
Mm-hmm.
The environment. I'm like, Nick. I'm like, Jason Segel, you can hear me.
Save us. Save me, Jason Segel.
I think Cobra Kai would be fun, too, because I really like the actors and the cast, and they seem to get along so well, and it just seems so fun. And I love The Karate Kid, so...
Yes.
I would have to choose that one. I would say Interview with a Vampire because I'm like, I would want to be a vampire. And I feel like I'm kind of like Lestat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not the best thing to say because I relate to Lestat, but it's okay. But I feel like I'm kind of similar to Lestat and like I like him a lot. But so I feel like I would kind of be in his position. But if I wasn't like a vampire, well, I'd be dead. So that's all there is to say about that.
That is so, I get that. That's why I didn't want to say, like, The Sopranos, because I don't want to be in that world.
Yeah.
That is scary and
Yeah, I don't
harmful.
Know if I really want to, like, you know, murder people to, like, stay alive. No, that doesn't sound fun. Like, I feel like some people would choose, like, The Walking Dead or, like, shows like that. Like,
if you had asked me in middle school, I would have definitely said The Walking Dead. I would have been like, yeah, I'll survive. I'll live that. Easy.
I actually want to live in The Masked Singer.
No, yeah.
I want to be on the show.
You want Ken
be a
to
judge.
Do his rock and roll things at you.
All right. Like, laughing, like, you just know.
Like, Robin Thicke. My God.
I feel like a judge could be fun, but also not. Like, I wouldn't know anybody. Half the time they say a name and I don't know who it is.
That's the thing. I wouldn't know anyone. I would be the judge where... The people on like Reddit are like, she obviously has an earpiece in listening to like what other people are saying. Like, she obviously like is getting the answers told to her. And I'm like, that would be me. I would be that.
I would be like Ken, where I would say the most ridiculous thing where it's like obviously not true. I'd be like, it's Michael Jackson.
That is
hands
Beyonce.
Down. Like, no, like, I definitely make the stupidest guesses because I would have no idea who it is.
I was just going to say being on reality TV, period. That would be so fun.
No.
But like...
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
See, I'm thinking in the way of like Real Housewives of New York, where they don't do anything at all. I was also thinking Jersey Shore.
I'm like, the outfit's cute, all they have to
do is just exist, be hot, and like party. And I'm like, I need that. I need that.
Nightmare.
And also, I mean, on Jersey Shore, they have names like JWoww. I mean, they don't call her that. Like, they call her like Jenny or
whatever. I want a Jersey Shore name.
No, right? Snooki, the situation. Yeah,
the situation?
I want something like the situation.
Pauly D. Like, they're just the most ridiculous. I'm like, I'm going to start calling myself like a random weird name and hope that everybody calls me that. Pauly D. It's just so funny to me.
The way, and then it's like Vinny.
Poor Vinny. Didn't even stand Ronnie. A chance.
Looks like all their names, like, and you send in an E or with a random letter.
I don't know anybody else. You named everybody I knew, and that was it.
That's it. That's all. I think that's all of them, and then the girls.
There can't be more. Is there really that many people in there?
No, yeah, because it's, okay, it's Pauly D, Ronnie, Vinny, Mike the Situation, and then Snooki, JWoww, Sammy, Angelina.
That's way too many people. In one house?
Yeah. I'm like, is there a fifth?
No wonder they all fight. I would hate these people.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They're always fighting, like, in between each other. I always see
the video. Was it maybe Snooki that punched Mike the Situation in the face?
I think that was JWoww.
It was JWoww? Yeah. I just remember somebody punched him. I thought that was hilarious.
Deserved. Every time he gets punched in the face, it's deserved, by the way. He's so annoying in that show.
He
causes all the arguments, like all of them.
I believe that. The
situation.
Is it weird that the only way that I knew who Mike the Situation was because he was on Worst Cooks, and on, like, the Celebrity Edition? And as a kid, like, obviously I didn't watch Jersey Shore. And so as a kid, I was watching Worst Cooks, and I was like, oh, like, Mike the Situation, he sucks at cooking.
You're like, that's Mike the Situation, like, from Worst Cooks.
Yeah, I was like, that's who he is. He's never been in anything else.
That's what he should have been known for.
I gotta start watching reality TV shows.
Yes, you do. You
but
need
I don't.
To.
I want to, but I know the second I would sit down, I would be so irritated.
They do get, you have to have, like, a level of, like, remembering that, like, it's reality TV. Because I'll be watching Love Island, and I'm like, dang, you guys are annoying, or you suck, or you're boring, or you're rude.
They're weird.
No, and it's crazy, because, like, on something like Love Island, someone can be obviously very weird, and they're just like, well, you know, he's nice, I like him, he has good chat. And I'm like, okay, but, like, he's weird.
British.
Yeah, well, yeah, the British one. Because they have the British one, the US one, the Australian one.
I was like in awe for a second. I was like, they're British?
It makes it even funnier.
I feel like it would, yeah.
I love making fun of British
people. Love Island.
No, because, you know, they're always like, we're here on Love Island, and it's like, I can't even find someone who really loves me for who I am.
Yeah, I can't watch this. That just confirmed it for me.
It's the accents that really carry it through. Because sometimes they have, like, such British, like, ways of dressing and stuff. And I'm like, is this really what's stylish?
What is British way of dressing mean?
Like, you know, like, the Vineyard Vines, the cargo shorts, or, like, short jean shorts, and, like, the brown loafers that, you know, probably stink a lot.
What? Is that a British way to dress?
Yeah, like, that's how they dress. They dress all, like...
No, I need
weird.
A picture.
Like, think of, like, a male sim who's, like designed to be hot. That's what they look like.
They do look like Sims. No, that's true.
Yeah.
I feel like they definitely don't look, they don't act real. Like, there's nothing.
Those are some generated Sims.
It feels like a simulation. Like, it's not real.
Genuinely. At least the women, like, there's variety and everything, and that's always nice. They try to put effort in their outfits. The men, they literally roll up looking however they look, and that's it. Like,
I believe it. I believe it.
I'm like, aren't you embarrassed? Don't you feel ashamed? Like,
well, yeah. Okay.
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
Any final thoughts on what characters, shows? I actually have a final thought.
Please share.
The other show I would want to be in, not because of everything that goes on in that show, Breaking Bad, but because, like, I need Jesse Pinkman. Because I feel like I would, like, okay, I would not participate in any of their illegal activities. That's not who I am.
just started with, I need Jesse Pinkman. And then you were like, I wouldn't participate in anything illegal.
No, I would be removed from that. That's why I
was. He's really that great?
He is.
Or is he just like
he
hot?
He is. He's actually great because in the very beginning, he's just like a guy. But like a cool guy. Like cool sense of style, plays video games, whatever.
You're talking about all these shows and I realize I know nothing about anything other than some random like quote maybe I heard once on TikTok. But other than that, I'm like, I don't know anything about these people and I feel bad. You're telling me all these things. Like, I love this character. And I'm like, that's nice.
This is my 17th boyfriend. His name is Jesse. And
I just know my name is Skylar White, yo.
My husband is Walter White, yo. Yo. Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
I love her. People are so mean about her character. And people make fun of that scene in particular. Like, because she's talking to Jesse and she thinks he's, like, selling drugs. And she's like, they're like, how could she even think she's, like, trying to act tough? And I'm like, she's, like, from New Mexico.
She was she's struggling, like a white okay?
mom from like, New Mexico. Like,
just give her a break.
She doesn't deserve this hate. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know, actually.
No, I do get her. I feel bad for her. Like, she didn't deserve that.
I know. All the stuff that I've heard happens in that show, too. I feel bad for her. But, okay. Final thoughts. I feel like... Okay, you gotta hear me out for this one. You gotta bear with me for a second.
I'm letting you cook.
No, definitely not that. You just really have to hear me out here. Because this is embarrassing. Okay. I had to take a minute. Sorry. I actually really like Jughead Jones as a character. I know. I know it's bad. He was so, like, sweet. He was funny because he was the one part about Riverdale where it was, like, all the weird quotes. It made sense when he said it because he was supposed to be this weirdo, little, like... No, don't even get me started with that. I'm like, I don't fit in. I don't want to fit in. I loved his character. Everybody else in that show sucks. They all cheat on each other. They all are annoying. Nobody is funny. But every time Jughead talked, it was hilarious. He was just perfect. I'm like, I just wish I could steal him from that show and just give him his own show.
I feel that.
Just I want him to just be the only part of Riverdale. Nothing else happened. It's just him on the screen. Like those compilations on YouTube where it's like every moment Jughead Jones was on the screen. That's what Riverdale should be.
I love those.
Yeah. They're so good. Especially when it's like 20 minutes and it's like, yes, more screen time than 2 minutes.
I love when it's genuinely every time. I want to see even the little, like, pixel it's like of their t-shirt.
When they're
I don't
in
care.
The background and it's just, like, their facial expression, like, to something somebody else said. I love it.
Oh, my God. Or if they're just talking. Dude, I'm like, yep, there's my man. There's
He's
my
just
woman.
Standing
there's
there.
There's my character. There they are.
But I love him. Everything he said was so funny. Everything he said was true. The beginning.
His beanie was iconic.
His outfits were iconic. But again... Don't like anybody else from the show. Don't like the show. But him. He needs to be freed. And I'm glad that Cole Sprouse is finally free from the show. Because he did not deserve that.
Oh, yes. I get that. I'm trying to think. I'm like, do I have a character like that?
I was trying to think of character. I was trying to think of characters from Glee. And I was like, I wouldn't save any one of you. Like, but I do think Glee is really funny. And I love... The Glee out of context videos are so funny. I love when I see them on TikTok, on YouTube. I love those videos, but I don't know if I would ever, no, I would rewatch it. But just after the fourth season, after the third season, it went downhill.
Yikes.
And the sixth season was horrible, but it's still like funny.
Yeah.
So.
That's how I felt like Malcolm in the Middle had a good, like, had good seasons all up until the last one. Again, like, Gilmore Girls. I'm like, why does this keep happening? The last season for Malcolm in the Middle was so bad. I mean, it wasn't awful, but again, it just wasn't up to par. And I'm like, what happens in between, like, the one before that and that one where you're like, we're just gonna make it not as good? Why? Why are we deciding to make it not as good? Like, what's happening? Where's the disconnect coming from? Like, I don't understand.
Again, the bad last season is always the worst.
It's enough to kill the show for you.
It
like,
does.
It literally...
It does. It genuinely does. Because you watch it and you're just like, man, like, that sucked. Like, why? I don't want to think about I don't want to think about the show anymore.
Gilmore Girls, and I feel like I'm done with it now. I don't even want to watch their little revival thing because I'm like, I can't step back foot in that space again. Like, I can't enter that world again. I don't want to do it.
That's how I feel about Glee. The last episode, first of all, I'll say it here. I hated all the new characters that they brought in after, like, the original ones left. And I understand they got older.
Mm-hmm.
They still were in the show because they were, like, part of it. But I could not stand the new characters. They were all so annoying. I just wanted them all to disappear.
Yeah.
And, well, they did when the show was canceled. So I got my wish, I guess.
That kind of reminds me of The Walking Dead. Because I was a huge fan of The Walking Dead. I still am. I still really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read the comics. I never have because...
Ooh, I feel like those would be cool.
I know they are cool. And, like, I know that they're pretty good, too. I just haven't gone around to reading it. I don't know. It takes forever. But the show was good. And I definitely liked... Like, I like the show. In fact, I watched it until, like... Well, until my favorite character died, which was, like, season 8. So, like, I watched, like, most of it because I ended at, like, 10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it just sucked because someone would die, but you would know they were going to die because they would have the whole episode about them. Start to finish.
Oh, no.
So, the minute there's special attention on a character you like, you know they're done. You know they're done because they did that every single time. And I'm like, do you not see that there's a pattern here? Like, this is getting boring and tiring for all of us. They also used to do this thing where they had the Talking Dead, which was, like, after the show, the little, like, debrief.
Mm-hmm.
And you would know that someone was going to die because they were on the Talking Dead, like, the next week. It'd be like, oh, so-and-so is on the Talking Dead. So you already knew it was over. Like, you already knew what you were stepping into. And that just always irritated me because it's like, you could have, like, imagine you wrote this well. Imagine that. Because then you wouldn't have to do this thing where you focus on one character. Like, it would just be built into the story, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It would flow smoother, it would just be better.
Yeah.
And so I really hated that about The Walking Dead. And I hated, I'm like, I was about to be like, spoiler warning, then I'm like, well, it's been like many years, so no more spoiler warning
is for me.
Yeah. Spoiler warning. But when Carl died, not only did that ruin my life,
sorry.
Carl, stay back.
Like, this is gonna get bad.
I'm about to show this lab rat how to be a real dad. I like how my voice is so crisp when
no, my voice sounded instantly better when I started talking.
I sounded
that.
Just like
Carl. Stay back.
It was just awful because he wasn't even present in any of the episodes before that because they didn't really. I think it's like they didn't think he kind of had the acting chops compared to like Andrew Lincoln and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Was he
a child?
Yeah, I'm like, and also, like, he had grown so much, like, in acting as well. Because, like, I guess I could kind of see what they were coming from. But, like, also, he's, like, grown so much. So, like, let him act.
Yeah.
And two, it's like, okay, he probably doesn't have room to grow in the show because you're not giving him any lines. You're just literally, like...
Yeah, it's not his fault.
Yeah, like, every time it would be him and someone, like, cool, they would give him, like, nothing to say. Hello, like, this is the point of the show. Like, I'm getting mad. Like, say something. So that, I'm like, I need to be put in charge. Because I'm like, you can't just, once they stop committing to the character, I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
That's
I feel
worst
it.
Worst feeling. It's like they've been abandoned. When you know your favorite character is not the, like, writer or, like, the creator's favorite character, and they just toss him aside. Or,
it
like,
literally feels like someone ripped
no
out
good
the inside.
Story arc, like, nothing. Sad. Never on screen. Nothing good.
The no the story worst. Arcs, the bad story arcs.
Oh, yeah.
Mistreated. Like
never on the screen.
Never
maybe
happy.
Get, like, 2 seconds of screen time.
Yeah.
Because they just weren't good enough.
Never in
then.
The promo. Like, never
the
anywhere.
Promo
literally
is so
never
true.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
If they're not in the promo, you might as well never see them.
No interviews. Like, you can't find anything of this person.
It's like they're not even in the show. Like, it's like they're not in the show.
Yeah.
No, that is... Maybe it's just because I'm, like, a creative person, but I'm like, how can you abandon... How can you abandon it like that? How can you just abandon their story, what they have to say? Especially when I feel like it's acted out. You're seeing it act out. Like, isn't that more, like, powerful? You're seeing the emotion. You're seeing them, like...
Yeah, that's why I just don't watch shows, because, like, I can't do the commitment. Like, at least you sit down for a movie, it's 1.5 hours to maybe 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's either good or it's bad. whatever. You enjoy it, you don't enjoy it. A show, it's like sometimes you just can't even make it through, and it's so hard to like get past it not being good. And sometimes it gets better, sometimes like your favorite character's there more. You'll never know, because you just, it's so bad you can't go on with it.
The creator for The Sopranos, like David Chase, he said how the golden age of TV is over, and I'm like, people are making fun of him, and I'm like, bro, me. I'm like, no. I actually said this as well. Like, I agree with him. I'm sorry. Like, and it's not even just like, oh, that was when The Sopranos was coming out. That was when Mad Men is coming out. Like, obviously, there's still shows that are just as good now, like Succession. Like, I didn't finish watching it, but it was still like, I could tell it's not, you know, good show.
Mm-hmm.
Good show made and good plot, whatever. Think of the lack of like genres that we have now. Whatever happened to the tween genre? Not a thing. Kids shows, even now, barely a thing. Like, yeah, I feel we like were kids just talking cartoons about
how Disney Channel is like not a thing anymore. Like, it's just Disney Plus. And yeah, they make new shows, but Disney Channel itself like isn't around.
Not even just cable, which I feel like is important, because it's like
I used to wake up and watch like an hour of like cable TV before school.
Yeah,
as a kid, that was just like a key part of the day. Or you'd come home and you would watch like what's on cable. Like, let me see.
I always did like Saturday morning cartoons, especially with my family too. Like, it was kind of like, you know, a way to bond or whatever. So that's really sad, because I'm like, all these kids are either watching YouTube or they're watching like shows that aren't appropriate for them, or, you know, they're normal and they're just watching like kid shows that are already out there.
I'm like, I think about like shows that we watched as a kid, and I'm like, are those on streaming? Like, are those available for kids to see?
It's lost media. Oh god.
I'm just wondering, like, do kids see, like, I don't know, was around when we, like, Caillou? Like,
yeah, I mean,
where'd all those like shows go?
I'm just thinking about it, because it's like, I remember when I was younger, my brother would, he wanted to show me like the 90s cartoons. So like Rocko's Modern Life and the Angry Beavers and like CatDog and stuff. But it was kind of hard to find even back then. Like, I think some of them were on Netflix, but then others I had to like, he had to show me how to find like a website to watch it on. Just because, I don't know, it wasn't anything. Like, I don't know. It was just like, whatever. It was cool back then, and now we don't care. And now I'm like, I don't even know any new kid shows out right now. That other than like
I only know Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey's the only one I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I remember being like so upset as a kid when they took Transformers Prime off of streaming. It was like, it was only on Netflix for a while, and they had like the movie on and they had the show. And I remember being so upset, because that was my favorite show. Rewatched it all the time, and I literally just went out and bought the DVD.
Yeah,
so I could see it. But I'm like, kids, I don't feel like kids even buy DVDs anymore. Bro, so I'm like,
they don't.
It's like you said, it's literally lost media. It's gone.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's just really sad too, because it's like cartoons. And then also I feel like even shows for kids, there's barely any shows that are like even the shows that have kids in them aren't really aimed for kids. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's not like not appropriate or anything, like there's nothing wrong with it or whatever, but it's like, I mean, they are high schoolers, but I feel like I used to watch stuff with high schoolers when I was a kid, and I'm like,
yeah,
I can't really, I mean, I guess you could picture a kid watching Cobra Kai, but I can't really imagine them being like, oh, that's like my favorite show.
Yeah, I mean, I was 13 watching like Stranger Things. But I watched that also with my family, like my parents, because it was something that appealed to them as well. Like, it wasn't just like a kid show. Like, it actually had some like, you know, older, mature elements that would be like entertaining for adults. And I'm like, it says a lot that we don't have any kid shows that aren't like geared towards like the little kids. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I remember a lot of like parents like that I've talked to getting mad about like, oh, there's no like family friendly TV shows anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's, because I used to grow up, like, watching Full House, and, like, I watched a little bit of, like, Family Matters, too. Not too much, but I watched a little bit of it. And, oh my god, I used to watch Perfect Strangers all the time with my parents, which is, like, this 80s show.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows. But, I remember, like, all those shows, it's, like, even Perfect Strangers, nothing about it was, like, kids. Like, it was two men who like live together, and then they're like two love interests, kind of.
Yeah,
they all work together. But I thought it was like hilarious. I thought it was so funny, and it's just like, it was still like, you could watch it with the family, like we would sit down and watch it with dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't aimed towards like children, I don't feel it, there wasn't like a, it was just like a general audience for it where anybody could kind of sit down and watch it.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird time for like shows and movies. I just feel like there's so many people that have nothing for them to watch, and then other things where it's like there's so much to watch but it's not even good.
Yeah,
because it's like, I see, I don't know, I just think it's like show categories are also really weird to me, because it's like Euphoria is a show for teens, but I feel like,
yeah, that's,
should that really be marketed towards teens?
Yeah, I feel like the marketing thing is very weird, because it's,
and I feel like it's like, oh, it's towards teens, but I feel like more college people watched it, I would say. Like, I mean, like,
or maybe it's better for,
yeah, like maybe at least like that's people, a better demographic, because I don't know, it seems kind of crazy to put, I don't know, I don't want, it's not like I'm like against like mature themes and shows and stuff, I just feel like there's not really a lot of like, you know, there's not stuff for everyone.
It's usually the mature things aren't really done well. Yeah. I feel like that's the problem with it, where it's just like not even mature themes, where it's just like, oh, like that's what you're marketing towards teenagers rather than, and that's like the only thing. Like we were kind of talking about this before, but it was like Euphoria, 13 Reasons Why. It was just like all these very like heavy teenage shows. And it's just like, wow, like you can't make something a little lighthearted.
And they've gotten heavier. Because I mean, I have seen a little bit of Gossip Girl, but when it came out, it was considered like super like inappropriate, like super like mature and encouraging, like bad, like being a bad influence and like a bunch of other stuff. But when you watch it, I mean, granted, I don't know everything that happens, but I'm pretty sure like it's a little more tame than like if you compared it to something like Euphoria. Like it's not as like, you know, dealing with such intense topics, even though it does have like darker topics, but still it kind of, even then I feel like it handled it at least a little better, where you weren't seeing like some of the crazy stuff that like you maybe didn't need to see. Like,
yeah,
it was just the stuff that was important for the show. I feel like we're in like a weird time right now where it's like so many shows, like the automatic amount of seasons, like 7 or 6. It's a lot for somebody like me.
Cut it off.
It's a lot for somebody who does not do well with very long shows. Yeah. So I'm like, instead of adding seasons, I think I would also just make some stuff shorter. Because I feel like there's shows that don't need to be long as they were.
Definitely.
Like Gilmore Girls, for example. I would say that show did not need to be 7 seasons long. This is when I know a show is actually like is pretty good. Because I don't tend to rewatch things. Like, it depends if it's like, for example, I can rewatch It's Always Sunny just because I feel like it's more of sitcom-y, so it's not like it's following a story, so I can easily pick any episode and just rewatch that episode.
Yeah.
So that I'm fine with. But I don't really like rewatching things from the very beginning that I've already seen, like story-wise. Even like books. I don't even really reread books just because I'm like, I just feel like I've already taken it in or whatever. I don't know. But Supernatural, the first season, like first 2 seasons, I have rewatched like so many times because it's actually good and like entertaining when I watch it. Cause that was before like it went like to crap and like introduced like a bunch of like, you know, I can't even get into it. Like that's just like a whole other can of worms. But
yeah,
I'm like, that's when I know something actually, I'm like, dang, like good TV. Cause like I watched that first episode, there's ghosts. I'm like, it's perfect. It's like perfect.
I never made it through the first season of Supernatural. I literally stopped halfway through. I was like, man, I can't. Nah, I can't do this.
I love it. I'm like, more for me, bro. More for me.
Yeah, like, it's all for you to rewatch. You're rewatching it for me.
Exactly. It's like, once every time I rewatch it, I'm watching it for someone who hasn't. Like, yeah. It's, you know, it's like a charity.
Yeah. I just have a hard time getting into shows. It has to be stupid for me to finish it, which is sad. Like, why do I look at all the shows and I'm like, okay, the shows I finished are like Riverdale, Clone High, like, okay,
yeah,
they're just like very Glee, very like dumb, ridiculous kind of shows.
Yeah,
but other than that, I feel like I can't finish it otherwise. It has to be something so ridiculous that I have to like Like, there's no way that happened for me to actually pay attention to what's going on in the show.
I have a confession. I fear I will never finish Mad Men.
I've never started.
So. Like, I think it's over. Like,
how far did you get?
Like, halfway through the first season.
Oh.
So you're okay. Like, it doesn't matter.
No, I'm like, you never watched it. What are you talking about?
No, I feel like that is a show that is hard to get into, low key.
I think every show is hard to get into because sometimes the first season, you hear like the first season, it's the best one of all of them. And then sometimes you're watching and you're like, this can't be the best.
The way I disagree with that, with like basically every show that I've seen.
Yeah, a lot of people say like the first is the best and it usually goes downhill. But I'm like, I've been trying to watch the Vampire Diaries for like years.
Are you telling me about this?
Years. Like, I think I started maybe, I must have been in high school. I must have been like a senior in high school. And I've tried so hard and I still can't make it through the first. I still have not finished the first season. And I've tried to watch like a few episodes like here and there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's good. It's not bad. I love their outfits. I like some of the like most of the main characters, like Elena and like I think Bonnie and Damon and Stefan. I'm like, they're all chill, but nothing, everybody else is kind of annoying.
Yeah,
but nothing else has really happened and I'm just like, okay,
yeah,
so when's something gonna happen?
No, I hate that. That's low-key me with Gossip Girl, because like I was saying, I haven't really seen too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, even the first part or like beginning few episodes, I was like like, it was so, like...
That's the worst.
I'm waiting for
ever.
It to get exciting. I'm waiting, and it's not happening. I wanted to ask...
Yes?
One last little question.
Okay.
So, say you start a show tonight. What show are you starting? Any show. It doesn't matter how long. Any show. You can start it tonight. Whatever. Let's say you have a bowl of popcorn. You're ready. Which one? And you know what?
I'm turning
new
off
show.
The TV.
New show you've never seen.
Yeah, I'd have to close my laptop. I wouldn't watch anything.
Bubble Guppies.
I've actually seen too much of Bubble Guppies, so it doesn't count. New show never seen. Oh no, this is terrible. Because there's so many shows that I'm looking at where I stopped directly in the middle.
Yeah.
And never went back to.
Mm-hmm. I have two.
Okay, yeah, you share first.
My first one is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh my god, yes.
I really want, like, I know enough about it where, like, well, that's the thing. I know about it, and I know, like, there's Buffy and her mom,
mm-hmm.
and, like, there's vampires and other stuff. But other than that, I don't know anything else. So it's, like, kind of fresh. It's exciting. I love Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's, like, queen. So that would be my first show. Second show is a little more niche. AP Bio. Okay. It's so, and It's Always Sunny, there's Dennis, his actor Glenn Howerton is in the show. He's a main character. So that's why I want to watch it, because I'm like, I need to see my guy doing stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, those would be the two shows I would watch. Mainly Buffy, but second AP Bio.
No, Buffy's a good one. I remember I've seen the movie. I watched it because David Arquette was like a vampire of some sort.
Slang.
He was in it for like 2 seconds. He was barely there, but I was like, yay.
Where you saw him and you were like, hello.
Yeah, I was like,
how are you doing?
Yeah. So I feel like Buffy, I have been meaning to watch Buffy for like a long time.
Right.
I'm looking at all the shows I haven't seen. Oh, I would like to start. Oh my God. I have one. Sorry. I got really excited because I realized everybody's been talking about Twin Peaks because I know the date the other day was like,
yeah,
what was February something, like 11:30 a.m. I'm entering Twin Peaks, and I've been wanting to watch it for so long because I hear everybody loves it. It's so good. It's David Lynch. And I'm like,
David Lynch is the one guy.
He is that one guy.
I'm knowing. I know.
He did Blue Velvet and Mulholland Drive.
Right. Yeah. You always say this guy, and I'm always like, who? Yeah. And then it's two movies I've never seen. But yes. I don't know what that show is about. Twin Peaks. I don't know anything about it.
But I've never seen such good edits for anything in my life other than like Twin Peaks. People have the best like editors for some reason, because like the edits that I see for them are so good.
Like, let me add this on my TV time.
Yeah, so I really, really want to watch Twin Peaks because I've been wanting to watch it for so long, but I saw that like hour-long episode and I was like, oh no.
You said hour and I'm like, I don't know if yeah. I can make it.
I couldn't start it, but I feel like Twin Peaks would be my one show because I really do want to watch that. That's...
Oh, whoa.
That's like my number one.
Wait, I just read the thing and it's like, sounds so cool. Wait, it started in 1990?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like older. Yeah, and then there was a new one that came out in 2017.
The Return.
I don't know if it was a movie or like a miniseries or what.
I think it's a whole new season, unless I'm reading this wrong. Yeah, I think it is a new season.
Could be like a new season. Because there might be a movie that's in between. That also confused me too. There's some sort of, I want to say there's like a movie that I, or like there's like a little different series or something.
Yeah.
But now this makes me want to watch Twin Peaks. I might go back to the room and watch some Buffy.
What if I put that on? See, but now I'm getting guilty because I've been looking at my TV time and looking at the shows that I looking didn't at all finish, the other and I'm stuff. Like, oh god! Like,
I know. I saw
they're all just sitting there.
I'm halfway through This Is Us and I like never finished again.
I literally am halfway through Peaky Blinders and I stop. Six seasons. Like, this is what I'm telling you. That's my kryptonite. Like, I see six seasons and halfway through I'm like, help me, please. Like, I can't finish it.
I'm telling you, all the shows that I watched recently were literally one season, like, shows with 10 episodes.
This is
sad. That's what I watched.
This is bad.
No, I feel ashamed. I need to watch shows. You listed every show I've, like, never seen in my life. I do want to watch The Sopranos, too, so maybe.
Yes!
But yeah, that's a lot of seasons.
No, I click through, and half of these, it's, like, Succession. First season done, the rest.
Gone.
Yeah, not there. Supernatural, I didn't even start season 4. Season 3, done.
You've only made it to season 3? You're like, you don't even stand a chance. There's no hope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how you know it's...
The fact that I thought you were like this super fan. Like, I thought you were like the Supernatural kid. And then I realized you've only seen those seasons. That's crazy.
I have nothing to say.
I mean, I can't, like, listen. I kind of did that with Doctor Who, where I watched, what did I watch? I watched Christopher Eccleston, yeah. And then I watched David Tennant, and then I watched Matt Smith. The second Peter Capaldi came on, I stopped watching.
Same. And my brother, they got mad. He was like, why would you stop watching?
I didn't mean to, but I just stopped.
I literally was like, well, he's old. So why would I want to watch?
So you literally... Wow. Okay. I see how it is. That's how you really feel about old people. No, I just stopped watching because, like, I used to watch... I don't know what grade I was in. I was a cringe era. I was, like, super Hulock, but without Supernatural. So just Hulock, I guess, is what I was. But Hulock. Yeah.
That's funny. I was Super Who. No law.
Super Who. I used to watch, like, Doctor Who every morning before I went to school. Before I went to class, I would sit down, put on the episode. And then sometimes I would be traumatized going to class. Like, wow, that episode really, like, messed with my head. And then I'd have to think about it the rest of the day. Like, I think I watched, like, I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything, but, like, The Weeping Angels... With Amy and Rory, if you know what I'm talking about.
Don't bring that up.
Yeah. But I feel like I watched that, like, on an average day before class and was like, wow, like, how do I get on with my day knowing that that's what happened in today's Doctor Who episode?
That is so... That reminds me, because I used to watch The Walking Dead, probably too young to be watching it, but whatever. And I would watch it with my parents, because, yeah... And I remember, like, I would see, like, this person get, like, brutally ripped apart, like, dying, like, blood everywhere, like, arms ripped off. And then I'd just
be like, to school.
No, I know. It would literally be like, all right, well, good night, guys. It's time for my bedtime. We gotta go to bed.
That's so... Oh my god.
like it would be over, we'd watch The Little Talking Dead, and I'd be like, all right, like,
I think I had nightmares about Doctor Who episodes, because I remember having a, this is when I was like way younger, so I'm wondering if I did see the episode or if I hadn't seen it at the time and then ended up watching something very similar.
Right.
But I remember having a nightmare about being in the mall in my hometown, and I remember the mannequins, like, for some reason it was closed.
Oh my god.
And I was just so scared. I know, it was so scary. And that was like one of the first ones. Yeah. The Christmas tree was the first one, I think. Like, and that one is so scary.
And it was like Rose's mom, and she's like, she's what's happening? Screaming. She was like in the corner.
Yeah, it's like the poor mom who didn't even know anything either, like. But I remember I was in the mall, and I'm pretty sure it was closed, and I was all by myself. Like, I somehow got, like, locked in the mall. I also read weird books where I was, like, where it was, like, oh, like, these kids got locked in, like, a library. How are they going to get out? Oh,
my God.
So that's probably why I was traumatized. But I was locked in the mall by myself, and all these mannequins came to life. And they started, chasing me.
Oh, no.
And if you saw the mannequins in that Doctor Who episode, you know I was scared. Because didn't they, they literally try and murder you?
No, they would, physically try to attack you.
Yeah, they were really scary.
Oh, God.
And so I had a nightmare about that.
That's why
I continued watching. So I guess I enjoyed it. I don't know.
No, you get a nightmare. Sometimes I'll get a nightmare of something I like, and I'm just like, well,
guess I have to go on living.
Yeah, I guess I'll just move on then. Like, have you ever had a TV show or movie dream inspired, happy dream, positive dream?
No. It was probably a nightmare. Like, I've had weird dreams with actors in them that make me laugh, but I don't know so much about TV shows or movies. I think I just kind of I don't really think about that, but I definitely have. I have a very strange one with an actor that I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah, I had this really weird. This still haunts me because of. This is so weird. This just makes me reflect on my whole life. And it's the stupidest thing because it was a dream about Owen Wilson, which is ridiculous. Period. But let me explain. I was at, I don't know if it was school or a mall. It was these weird little tiny buildings, but they all had art. Maybe it was art galleries then, because I think they all had art in them, or they all looked pretty empty. But I want to say we were supposed to be at school. They were just weird little round buildings everywhere. And I'm walking with one of my friends, and we're walking, and all of a sudden this guy just cuts me off from my friend. It's packed, super hot, super loud, packed. Wait. People everywhere in the grass. It's all grassy fields and then these little round buildings.
Yeah.
And, my friend and I were talking, whatever, and then we're just walking. And all of a sudden, I get cut off. And I was
oh my startled. God.
I look up in front of me, and it's Owen Wilson. And I was and I was just hey. I was sorry. I was trying to get by.
I know you were I'm sorry.
No, I was oh, my bad. Just trying to get by. And he just starts laughing, maniacally in my face. It was scary.
Ew.
Okay, maybe this was a nightmare. I tried to end it happy, and I realized it wasn't. He was just kind of laughing, crazy in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we ended up talking, but it was strange. It was very strange. It was strange interaction. I feel it was just weird. But the way he, laughed in my face was really scary. But I woke up. In real life, I woke up.
Yeah.
And my friend, who was in the dream, had texted me something about Owen Wilson.
Oh my god.
But I obviously I hadn't opened my phone yet. I opened it when I woke up. So I would have had no way of knowing.
Bro, your brain was
No, the waves from the phone were literally putting chemicals in my brain.
Running through you,
But I always think about that and I'm like, how did that happen? That's so weird.
No, yeah.
That's so creepy.
That's such a crazy coincidence.
Specifically that friend, too.
Oh my God. It's
crazy. Because, it's not like we talk every day. We're close friends, but it's not like we talk every day. This was a very random text.
Even more, and it's even bigger, coincidence. I was about Owen Wilson, too.
Yeah, I can't.
That is crazy.
But that is my, TV movie dream.
So you want to end?
Yeah. I guess that was it.
That was Interview with the Nightcrawlers.
See ya.